Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Imagine this.
Yes?
Right. I'm trying to imagine.
He's writing baseball notes.
There you go. Baseball.
These two guys were walking down this dirt road. They're walking down this dirt road, and they kept hearing this dog just howling, like, "Arr!" I can't do that. Can you do it?
Mm-mm.
No.
Try it. Let's see.
Can you do it? No.
Ow.
See.
Like your dog
does. Does it come out? My dog has a real bark. He's a doper.
That other thing.
He's a doper.
That mop looking thing.
That's not my dog.
Oh my goodness. Anyway,
I wouldn't claim him either.
Anyway, so
right, nobody's claiming him right now.
So they're walking down this dirt road and they start hearing this dog howl, just you know, carrying on, and they just keep talking and walking a little bit more, and then all of a sudden, finally, this guy looks at his friend and he says, you know, "What is that? What is that noise?" He goes, "Oh, that's my dog." He goes, "It's your dog?" He goes, "Yeah, he's on the front porch of the house." He's like, "Oh, what's wrong with him? I mean, my goodness." He goes, kind of shaking his head in disgust. He's like, "He's laying on a nail." He's like, his friend's like, "What? He's laying on a nail." He's like, "Well, why doesn't your dog just move?" And he shakes his head and he says, "I know." He said, "It just doesn't hurt bad enough yet."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I've heard so many Cecils. You know, it's just like, "Oh," and it's like, dude, you're laying on a nail. Mm. Every decision you make is causing pain in your life, pain in your relationship, pain in your country, pain in your community. And you're howling. I mean, you probably have friends that y'all just howl to the moon every night. And God just shakes his head. Mm. Somebody says, "What is that?" And then Shane shakes his head. It's like, they're just laying on a nail.
Mm.
And the question is, why won't you move? Because it ain't hurting bad enough yet.
Mm.
And just because it causes you discomfort, it obviously is not hurting bad enough to cause you to make a decision. And minimum force necessary is the tools of our Father. That he says, consider hardship as disciplining. Discipline. I'm treating you as a son. And so if a verbal, sweet whisper of the Holy Spirit says, "Don't do that," if that doesn't work, the next thing is, don't do it. And if that doesn't work, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, then he has somebody come to you and tells you what. I mean, it's just progressively minimum force necessary. And then as it builds, and if you stay, you know, keep howling, and you're embarrassing your Father, by the way. I mean, you're laying on a nail.
Mm.
You're laying on a nail. At least shut up. You know, if you're not going to get out of the sin, quit complaining about it.
That's right.
It's count consequences. And it's like, so here all of a sudden, you know, it will get serious. It will get so serious to all of a sudden, the Father God loves you so much that he will take you to the woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be the same again.
No, you won't.
You will not be the same again. But guess what? You won't howl anymore.
Right. We'll take care of that.
You won't howl anymore. And speaking of that, and so the question is, does it hurt bad enough yet?
Mm.
Because right now, you know, we're looking, we're like, let's do this thing. And you're looking around, and I mean, you can hear the howling in the woods. You can hear the howling on, you know, radio. You can hear the howling on Facebook. You can hear the howling everywhere. But you don't see the feet moving yet. Everybody's still laying on the nail.
Mm-hmm.
They're still laying on the nail. America is a government by the people and for the people. God waits on us to obey him before he begins to move. God chooses to work through men. So you have a country that's waiting for you to move and a God that's waiting for you to move. While you're sitting there going, "Ho!" It's like, hey, you're going to have to do something. You know, you got to do something. But I remember, speaking of howling dogs, Pat and I were in California, and we were in California.
Oh, my goodness.
We were in California, and we're in the Northern California in the mountains and on this farm-like place. A funny farm. And and so I saw this dog. And this dog trying to figure out, you know, what's wrong with this dog? And this dog would go, oh, right? Oh, and he would just stress and strain. You're thinking, I've never seen a dog do this. And he was so intense. He was like, it was real quiet, you know? And finally, I had to ask the dog's owner. I said, what's wrong with your dog? What is wrong with your dog? And they said, well, he said that he was barking so much, we cut his vocal cords out.
Oh, my God.
So the dog's going, oh.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we wanted to keep our vocal cords and keep the voice that God's given us. Right. So we thought, like, well, it's nice knowing you. Blessed to see you. Bye. Gotta go. Is this not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.